Deaf, marvelous. They are. They'll be back eventually.
Yeah, they will be. Somewhere in the near future.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
One more thing.
Yeah, shit, man, we got a couple more episodes before we go on my vacation.
No bullshit. That's around the corner. Motherfucker.
Yeah, bro.
I cannot wait for that. I cannot wait for that. That's like, I've been thinking it's like 25 days. Something like
yeah, something like that, yeah.
20-something days.
20-something, yeah.
And then we...
couple weeks, so.
We up out of here.
Yeah.
Central America, living again.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo.
What up, man?
Let's get to it.
Yeah. Nigga.
What's up, man? You need to move the mic a little closer, bro?
Nah, I don't know what it is.
Oh, damn. Probably the mic stand. Make some minor adjustments. You know.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, we switching seats and shit, you know, because, you know, some people ain't make it today, you know.
Yeah, shout out to the gang, though. Yeah. You know, Miss Marvelous.
Sure. Yeah.
The Bull. Yeah. Steph. You know what it do.
Play the boy sound.
Good luck today, Cam. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Knock his head off.
Yeah, definitely. I can see the progression.
You know, shout out to Cam, man.
He's been doing his thing.
Cam doing his thing.
Yeah, the more fights, the better you get, sharper you get. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's kind of bizarre, like witnessing like evolution. Like I remember when Cam was a baby.
We could say the same thing about Enzo. I see like just seeing him coming up and when he started, and it's just like
from boxing.
Yeah, from boxing.
Yeah,
for real.
Significant.
Nah, it's pretty dope. Yeah. It's pretty dope, man.
Yeah, but Cam and that motherfucker knocking people heads off now. Enzo ain't knocking nobody head off yet.
He has
made a jump, but he ain't knocking nobody. Cam and that motherfucker.
But he can legit beat up some adults if he wants.
Oh, yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you don't want to get punched by Cam right now.
Now, Cam been in it longer. I'm just saying the progression.
That's a madness.
You know, yeah.
Cam punch you right now with his full strength, like pissed off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be bad. You're going to want to fight a 13-year-old.
A 3-year-old in the wrong day would leave him with a black eye.
Yeah.
That's funny.
He's deaf over there getting his kids war ready.
Yo, speaking of which, so I was with Foods, and he was talking about how his, I guess you could say, stepson, respectfully though, he was cooling. They were like talking with each other, right? And mind you, he's like 8 years old.
Yeah.
He said he just gets up and like swings and punches him in his eye.
Wait, what? In his eye?
Yeah.
Foods don't play that with the eyes.
That's the thing. Yeah, right. That's why I love you, right? Because he was so vexed at the fact that was his, that's his good eye.
Yeah.
Right? And he was so mad. And then like, you know, obviously you can't, like, what do you do? Like, you just got to eat that.
Yeah.
Right?
That's wild.
But, yeah, man.
Yo, that's, yeah.
Yo, he died.
That's. I can only imagine him, too. Cause,
yeah.
He was like, so blown, bro.
And Fool's getting blown is funny as shit. Like, yo, like, if we was in the barbershop a few months, like maybe a month ago.
Yeah.
And you know, Squeak was on vacation and shit, man, for a minute. So, this is like Kingston's birthday and shit. So this is his birthday party Saturday. So
oh my God.
He didn't get back because, you know, his daughter graduated from college and shit. So he came back, you know, like a week, like on that Friday or something like that. Man, I got there on Saturday, bro. Fools was there too. And Fools like Squeak started pointing at the motherfuckers that was before Fools. And Fools is like, hold on, what? Like, I was saying, so. Did you not see Fools get up and walk outside, bro? And a few minutes later, I'm like, fuck, I'm going to go outside too and shit. I had, you know, something in the car. So I go out, I see Fools out that joint just chilling. Like, I'm like, he said, man, if I would have known this person would have came here, I would, you know, left and shit. Like, I'm like.
He actually said he made a mistake too. He said that one of the guys that he thought was in front of him wasn't really.
True. The funny thing that was really blown, because we was both cracking up texting each other through the barbershop.
Yeah.
Because it was a dude that was right before him. Dude didn't like he need no haircut or nothing though. My man just got a shape up, and then next thing you know, he was getting his hair dyed. Like, he was just getting that shit filled in. I said,
that's a violation.
Look, yo, Foo said
he getting a Beijing.
Foo said, like, he said, I've never seen Squeak do this before.
You doing the Beijing?
Yo, it was a whole thing, like the whole head, bro.
I think it's a guy from Florida. He's a kind of older fella.
He had hair on his head, my nigga.
I know there's a guy.
It wasn't like he was like,
nah,
you know,
for sure.
Like, he just wanted that shit darker, I guess.
Like, why did we spend, like, why would niggas wait in the barbershop for 3 to 4 hours? Like, I've literally done that before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Like, been in that joint, like, cooling.
Yeah, that's the thing. What?
Yeah.
Like, bullshit. Bruh.
It's a whole day. It's a whole day. That's why I try to get to the barbershop like around 6 o'clock on a Friday when I know that nigga about to leave at 7, his last joint at 7. Let me get there at 6 on a Friday. I'm good because waking up Saturday to get there at 9 when Sweek said he going to be there at 9, but he don't pull up to like 9:45.
Oh, bruh.
Then
worst.
You already got like four people that's there
the
waiting.
That's the worst.
You know what I'm saying? Then it's like, yo.
Shout out to Squeeba, but fuck,
I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving until 1 o'clock.
I mean.
But on a Saturday.
Yeah, 9 to 1 o'clock at the barbershop.
You know what? I'm such a hater too, right? Because when I'm the guy waiting, I be like, nigga, shut the fuck up. Stop talking, my nigga.
Yo, what the 100.
Fuck? Shut the fuck up, bro.
Yeah, but then you get in the chair, you have a conversation with
nigga. That's what I'm saying.
Right, then you that guy. Then you're that guy. Like,
yo, I'm bucking right now.
You're the guy.
Yeah, but dude, when you're waiting, it's like, bro, like, cut his fucking hair. Yeah. Why are you taking an hour on his beard anyway?
Yeah.
Like,
for me, it's all age. It all came with age. So like when I was younger, D Unique Days was also very different. But D Unique Days by Sky Line, you'd walk in that joint after spending 45 minutes to find parking because it was the worst parking literally. You spend 45 minutes to find parking, you find a spot, you get up in there. Squeak, how many you got here? Just look around.
Yeah.
8. I bet. And again, you're younger back then. You're like, I bet. Say that somebody go to 7-Eleven. I'm gonna get a 6-pack. Y'all niggas want anything?
Yeah, right.
You know you about to be here for a couple hours, so I'm gonna go get a 6-pack. I'm gonna go pour it in the cup. I'm gonna hang out at the barbershop now.
Bruh.
Like I get there and like Paul, I'm like, yo, hey, Squeak, yo. You gotta tell the whole story so animated. Like, I get the talking and everything. Like, the talking is a part of coming to the barbershop, but you don't gotta show off the fake fight the whole time.
A story you've heard twice already.
Yeah.
Facts, I've been coming here for so long. I've heard this story at least 3 times.
Yeah.
Bro.
It's always this one dude that come in that joint. I ain't gonna say his name, man. That just be talking. He'll start conversations up with Squeak the whole time and have Squeak just talking. Like, yo, chill, man. You get your hair. Say your conversation for your haircut, bro.
I wish we could do that. Yeah, I wish we could like. There was like Central Texan spot.
If possible, because I know you just didn't want to say my man's name, but if possible, can you name like your most iconic like
moment?
No, not moment per se, but like the most iconic figure from your barbershop era. From obviously we talking about, you know, fucking with Squeak.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Like for me, that can go first off the top of my head because I'm ready. Chi-Town. I don't know if you're familiar with Chi-Town. I don't think Chi-Town been coming out here. Chi-Town was the one peeled grapes. He only eat peeled grapes, Paul.
Peeled grapes. Oh, man.
He went to dreads.
No. Chi-Town. Yes. I'm thinking about the same. Kind of, sort of. That nigga said he wake up playing basketball and shit. Like, he was on the court.
He played pickup with Jordan.
Yeah, he played pickup with Jordan, nigga. That's his shit, y'all. That shit is funny as a motherfucker. He
pickup with Jordan.
He always talk about how fast he is.
Talk. He only eat peeled grapes. He was talking about like shorties and shit. He only mess with them slant eye joints. Only mess with the Asian shorts. And he was like, they peel their grapes, my grapes for me. Da 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 da. And he was talking, and you know, dreads used to take an hour and a half on a haircut anyway. He went to dreads. He didn't even go to Squeak.
True.
He used to take an hour and a half on a haircut as it was.
For sure.
Chi-Town the entire time. Dreads. Hey, by the way, turn all the way to fuck around and start talking to everybody. This is the unique. So you turn all the way to fuck around and start talking to everybody. And Dreads just looking at. I want to say his cut took like 2 hours, though.
Because
Chi-Town was legendary. Legendary.
I didn't go to the barbershop. I didn't go to the unique when it was at
Skyline. Yeah.
I started going back when I started going to Squeak when he was in the basement of the joint over there off of
By Landmark.
By the Best Buy and shit.
Right.
That's why I used to see Chi-Town all the time.
Yeah, he still came. He like ran for mayor. In Alexandria somewhere wild, or something Chi-Town was legend.
I'm gonna have to go with the same person, bro, because that nigga was a fool. Every time he came in the barbershop, you knew. You know what I'm saying? But now you got some niggas now. You know, like B-Mac.
Yeah, B-Mac being there. Yeah, B-Mac.
You know, for me now, I don't know if it's because of the setup, but I'm not as social as I was.
Same. I think I'm not. Do you need?
Yeah, I think it's just a seating situation, but
you know, they opened the.
If I see you, I see you, and we speak, But other than that, I don't really have any iconic figures. Nah. Off break. Wow. What I do miss is like the boosting days, like when niggas would come in, bringing shit.
It's a nigga that still come through.
Nah, that shit is garbage. That's, I'm talking about I back you, in the
that
day.
Shit is that garbage.
Yeah, nigga, Mitch used to come through
clothes,
crazy.
North Faces, I said about all types of shit. Like that's what I miss, but
and the dinners and shit.
He said, what?
The food place.
Yeah.
There's a few just do come through now.
Yeah.
Sweet be telling me. They be blessing his ass. Good, my G. Welcome back to another episode of Amen Say Man. It's your boy P. Nick in the building.
Yes, sir.
Playboy Rim.
Yeah.
Yo, what up, Steph? Marvelous again. Couldn't be here today. You know what I mean? Yeah. But you here in spirit. Yeah. But man.
Yeah.
Barbershop. Four hours. Wildin'.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That don't make bullshit. No sense, man.
Yeah.
Things we do.
Mm-hmm. That's barbershop insane. Days different.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
That was good though.
Well,
what's up, fellas?
Ain't shit, man.
Ain't too much, man.
Yeah.
You know, same old, chilling, maintaining.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we chit-chatting before, you know, shit. I'm just gearing up for vacation, bro.
No doubt.
I'm just looking so forward to this shit, man. Oh, I need a break from this shit.
You know what I do, too, man. I'm not going to lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, man.
It's going to be amazing. I can't wait for it.
Yeah.
And be beachside.
Are you guys staying right next to each other?
Yeah.
Give me some visuals.
It's the same resort. Yeah.
Oh, word. Okay.
It's a resort, so. All right, I don't know where specifically, physically, you know what I'm saying, how close we'd be, but we all on the same fucking resort.
And I'm coming down 2 days after they roll out, too.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? I got to finish off the work week, you know what I'm saying? It sucks that I wanted to leave Friday, you know what I'm saying, because the 4th is on a Thursday,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So I was like, fuck, but you know how work go.
Yeah.
You call it the day after the fucking holiday, you don't get your holiday pay and shit like that, so.
Have you ever traveled by yourself?
Me?
Yeah.
Flag football.
Internationally?
No, I've never been international at all. This is my first international trip.
Really?
Word.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
You are an American.
Yeah.
You are a fucking American.
Yeah, man. I've never been.
You're going to have a blast.
Yeah, right. And the whole family's going, so yeah.
You're going to have a blast.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my wifey's been, you know, out the country before, but you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You ain't never been to no Mexico, Jamaica, mm-hmm. no?
Nah, never.
Yeah, you ain't done the small shit, DRs.
Miami, been my shit. You know, I've been to a bunch of shit in Florida. I've been to a bunch of cities in Florida. But
United States.
El Paso, Texas. I've been
when he said El Paso, Texas.
Yo,
he's trying to flex too.
No, when I was in
Paso, Texas.
I've been to San Antonio, San Francisco. Those don't count.
My father was stationed out there and shit.
No doubt.
It's gonna be a great time. Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
That's what's up, man.
It's gonna be chill, you know.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That out of the country love, especially when they know you're foreign, it's different.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep my ass on the resort. You know, if we venture off, we got somewhere to go as a group, but
we're good though. We on the island. Like, in money land, we in tourist land. We not in Honduras proper.
Yeah, Honduras got a black side too. Yeah. You know, it's part of the Caribbean.
True. Yeah, I'm geography and all that shit. Yeah, no. I'm not hip to a lot of these things. I gotta look at the map, bro. I'll be forgetting some of these states are next to where they next to. I'll be thinking that should be in a whole different place.
Oh, where?
Yeah.
True.
I know where D.C., Maryland, and Virginia at.
Yeah, you know Oregon's about 2 hours away.
I know Oregon is not 2 hours away, nigga.
It's right next to Vermont, Maine.
Yeah, I know that shit's all the way on the left corner. You know what I'm saying? I believe. Is that Washington?
He said, I believe.
It's next to Vermont and Maine up top.
Nah, Oregon's not that far. Oregon's on the West Coast.
Misleading people.
And nah. I know the whole East Coast, the Eastern Shore. Nigga. I know that shit. Like Atlantic Coast.
I ain't mad at you, man.
Yeah, no, New Mexico's up there like by Michigan and shit, right?
The Great Lakes.
Right.
Ozarks and shit.
Right. Yeah. That's what keeps New Mexico, keeps their deserts moist. It's the Great Lakes.
Keep the deserts moist.
You know.
Nah. Yeah, man.
I got a random question for y'all. It's today, actually. So we got the text, you know, unfortunately people couldn't make it today. You know, Bama's got other things going on, life going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you manage life getting in the way with life? right? Because it's not like they like just couldn't make it. They weren't feeling well. You know what I'm saying? They had life shit to do. Like Cam had to go to the boxing event with his son. You know, mom just had some shit to do for the graduation. Like people had responsibilities. Yeah. But you also have responsibilities.
Yeah.
So how do you manage life getting in the way with life?
I think it's priorities.
Yeah, I was about to say it's prioritize.
Especially, you know, them being them being parents, you know, kids come first.
Yeah. Of course.
And I think that's the only way to put it in perspective.
Strictly priorities.
With that, strictly priorities, bro. Especially with the situation with them.
That was just an example. That's what made me think of the question. That's the only reason I used them.
I feel like the only reason would be like the only reason, you know, for something part of something that you have going on that doesn't get you can't fulfill it is either kids or your illness. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But like, you know, I mean, you know, you have a day where, again, let's just say it's not kids. I don't know. You got a birthday party. You also were supposed to go to dinner with some friends. Mm-hmm. And you also got, you know what I'm saying? And just the day that you have a bunch of different little things going on. And again, maybe none of them are huge and significant. Like, I can't make it because of a graduation or a boxing thing with my kid. Obviously, those, again, those is what prompted the question.
Right.
Smaller shit. Yeah. How do you manage life getting away with life?
Yeah.
For sake of discussion, you have all of that going on. And all you want to do. It's sit in the fucking house and sit on your couch and enjoy yourself because you worked hard all week and now you want to enjoy your Saturday by yourself and take your time.
Yeah.
How do you manage, you know, all of the above? Like sometimes I feel like it gets difficult trying to manage
priority. It comes to priority.
I mean,
it comes to priority and importance. Like, you know, like I got invited to a recording session, but I mean, I was thankful for the recording session, but I got to go to work. The recording sessions was from 12 a.m. to 12 p.m. Or 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. So, and the shit was on, it was on a Thursday and a Friday. It was 2 days of the recording session. So, I mean, I could have made it, but after getting off of work at 8 o'clock, getting home sometimes at like 8:30, 9 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? It's like, nigga, do I really want to go get dressed and drive out here to go do this? You know what I'm saying? Like, I appreciate the invite.
Right.
I definitely appreciate the invite. I don't want to seem like I don't want to be not invited to something else in the future. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
I feel like, damn, I should show up just because the person went out the way to invite me. But, nigga, at the end of the day, it's always like, yo, I ain't going to be able to make it, bro. Had a tough day, whatever, whatever, you know. And that's just all that, you know. Communication helps that too. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, in fact, communication is huge.
It's just like shit, nigga. What's the important? Was it really? You know what I'm saying? I don't know about how important it was for me to actually show up.
Right.
Well,
right.
I think that question is loaded though, right? Because we're talking about like happiness. We're talking about like also now realizing that we all play like 20 different roles, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's a best friend to someone. Everyone's a cousin, an uncle, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, an employee. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's different energy that has to be distributed.
Yeah.
So, how do you, like, center yourself? Just being present and understanding that, no, I don't have to go, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm listening to my body. I want to rest. Mm-hmm. And I think for me right now, that's just been more clear than ever. Excuse me. Shit. Couldn't
ever
speak.
Ever clear.
Yeah. There ever, you go.
Right.
Yeah, like lately, I just, you know what? I'm good, bro.
I'm good.
Yeah. I don't care about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am trying to focus right now on certain things, and I will play the bed, bro. Just study and rehearse, whatever.
True.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
No, I feel you. I'm the same way, like, you know.
But it used to be hard for me to do that. Like, I used to be an attention whore, bro. Mm. Like, want to go out,
seen. It's like the fear of missing out.
Not even a fear.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, there's so many things to manage.
I'm a social butterfly. Mm-hmm. Like, I love being out and just talking and whatever. I went out Friday, bro, and I promise you, it was so fucking refreshing because I was so present. Like, I knew I was going to have a drink or two, eat, and I'm good. We went to, like, two spots. No, one spot. Music is thumping, whatever. There's a bunch of people, and I'm just, like, cooling, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not trying to, like, do anything extra, you know what I'm saying, being in the mix, like... cooling, like,
yeah,
and it just felt good. Like, I can just be cool and not be so extra and trying to chase women and shit and whatever, whatever. Yeah, like, I'm good.
Yeah, nah, you just I guess you evolved. You know what I'm saying?
It's like when you,
shit,
bro.
I mean, but at the end of the day, you know.
Let me tell you some real shit, right? And this is kind of off topic, but and I know where Remington's going to go with this already, right? But I just realized the difference between acquaintance and like friends.
A word.
Right? And what I mean by that is I've had this tendency to like categorize my core friends with like new people I've met in the last like few years. And these relationships have developed from, you know, similarities, just working with each other, spiritual, whatever, right? But like, you know, we homies, right? We got some same principles, blah, 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 blah. I tell you shit, you tell me shit, right? And I didn't know that unconsciously I was given the same expectations that I have for my core friends, like you guys, for like new people, right? Well, on a side note, like ask yourself this question. When's the last new friend that came into your life?
That's new friend.
Probably my I can't give you mine.
Go ahead.
Mine's probably J-Mo.
Right, and that's like 10 years, right?
Less than that.
Less than that, right? Yeah. Cool. All right. Now, other than that, that's it, right?
Yeah, I mean, again, and before that would probably be like Foos or somebody like that.
So, Pete Gang.
Quick question. When you categorize friend, you mean like holding like something?
We're going to make it very simple, right? Your fucking day ones. Right, people who know you that no matter what the setting is, right, it's the same energy.
You had to had a certain conversation with somebody. Don't even.
It's the same. It's just the same energy, no matter what. And we got a whole bunch of people like that, right? At the birthday parties, people who come, you know, like these are the same niggas, right? They know you inside out. Blah 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 blah.
So all right, boom. All right, I'm gonna put it to this way: the people that have grown on my invite list to functions that we have.
Got you.
That's how I will equate that. You know.
Okay.
So I would say maybe two.
Right.
Uncle Wise, definitely.
But look how many people we've met. And the reason why I bring it up is because for me, I've met some great people, bro. But I automatically put them in the French category.
Mm-hmm. Instead of the acquaintance category.
Exactly. Right. And when certain things happen where I'm like, yo, what? I'm like, oh shit, I've been wilding. Like I've put all this expectation on you and it's been just a transactional relationship. There's no depth. Right? Mm-hmm. So I realized recently, like, yo, you need to, like, pay attention to your energy, bro. How much you give it out, you know what I'm saying? Understanding who's for you and who was just there for the season.
What you expect?
And it's going to be removed, you know what I mean? Like, so, yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I mean, acquaintances and friends are, like you said, they're two different categories.
Yeah.
You just gotta, yeah.
I did not know that, bro.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Because because that's like the... It goes into like boundaries, right? These are like new fucking terms, bro, that I'm just like being introduced to because for the longest, I thought I was good. I thought that I had it all together. Like I counsel people. People come to me with their problems. I give them good advice and I'm probably using it myself, but I'm not.
I just feel like though, like if I don't got a group text with you, boom, it's self-explanatory.
I hear you.
If I don't got a group text with you, it's probably not that cool.
I feel you, bro.
You're not a friend. Like, you're not, you know what I'm saying? You are acquaintance. Like, but some acquaintances can't grow into be friends when, you know, because you might invite an acquaintance over. You know what I'm saying? If they come through.
I mean, we do. And I'm not saying that I know how long.
We don't.
Well, no. What I mean by...
No, we don't.
No, hear me out. Hear me out. I'm talking about as far as having people in our lives that's maybe been around for like 6-7 years, new people that are still pretty much acquaintances. Like you guys hook up, but we hook up with them on outings.
But see, acquaintances could be people that you haven't seen in a while. For example, you hit me up on birthday. Yo, it's cool if Josh come through.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to Josh or seen Josh in a minute. I love Josh. Josh is a good person, good dude. And I have no problem with it.
No doubt.
That's an acquaintance.
Yeah. Makes sense.
That now he's come through here a few times. I wouldn't mind inviting Josh over any other, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. I got his number now. It's different. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. It's like
I just got a request.
Yeah. Or just got a follow from an acquaintance or somebody who, I mean, I'll tell y'all who it is off camera.
Doesn't even matter.
But at the day, it's like, Slim, you know how I feel. I don't really fuck with you like that. You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
And, you know, it's like, Like, nah, you can follow me, nigga. I don't care.
But that's not,
you
know, an acquaintance, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Josh,
that's not an acquaintance.
You got
Josh,
you got a history. You know Josh, you have from a history. Back in the day.
I'm talking about new people, bro. Like, as adults, people have come into our lives, at least for me. You know,
wouldn't say Josh was an acquaintance?
Nah. Because you know you got a history with him.
Yeah.
You got a history with him. You know, how long have you known Josh, technically?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, that's
well, no,
I'm not saying he's a friend.
I didn't know Josh till high school.
Okay, cool.
But high school was 20 years ago.
Come on, bro.
High school was 20 years ago, is what I'm saying. Like, again, I'm not saying that he falls in the friend category because of that, you know, but like, there's a different comfort level because you know him from way back.
So the only people that I would run into that that I would say that are acquaintances are people at work. I don't socialize with anything else other than that.
That's fine.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't run into I'm not in positions or in opportunities to meet new people to say they're acquaintance or, you know what I'm saying, to hang out with. It's only at work and in his home. So when I go to work, those dudes at work, it's maybe a two or three out of the 40 motherfuckers there that I can say.
And that's fair.
You know what I'm saying?
But the occasions, as an example, like obviously mine is different because I had a roommate. So I have a roommate. It's like, J-Mo for me, you know what I'm saying, was somebody I had zero history with. Paul had a history with him.
Yeah.
I have zero history. I met him when he pulled up to the crib. Paul said, yo, this is my man, J-Mo.
Yeah.
And then we were able to develop a relationship to the point where Paul would come home and J-Mo's already there sitting at the crib hitting J's with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So like that's what I mean. That's what we're referring to versus somebody you knew in high school. Yeah, y'all weren't friends, but y'all knew each other. Back then. It's a different like thing. What I would say is that like the situations that would happen for, obviously it hasn't happened for you, but the situations would be like Steph's birthday party, where somebody, one of Steph's mans from Woodbridge, or Hermona's birthday party.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? One of Hermona's cousin's friends pulled up and all of a sudden you got a new friend from that party that you had never met a day in your life. That's why we were saying that it's not the same as a true meeting someone off the cup. You know what I'm saying?
I think it adds to the point too, how rare friends are.
But also, to me, at the end of the day, too, for me, it kind of represents to me, like, I fuck with what I fuck with. So, for you to say, like, you know, random people that will be coming, now I got a random friend, I wouldn't even, oh, those what's the name's cousins, those peoples, you know what I'm saying, we cool. Right. You know what I'm saying, I will only fuck with what I'm familiar with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, so, you know, that's the Daves, the Marcuses, you know what I'm saying, people that at Steph or Hormona, you know,
type
of function or whatever like that. So I wouldn't even really, hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Boom. It wouldn't even be nothing else other than that.
But it hasn't happened for you. But again, it could be because if it's, so I'm going to make up a hypothetical. Let's just say Dave is a good example, right? Because you didn't know Dave prior to Stephen.
No, I didn't. No.
Right, at all. Imagine Dave hit Woods.
Right.
Imagine every time that we had one of them functions.
Yeah.
When we go outside, Dave came outside with us to hit the wood.
Word.
Pause. Like, you know what I'm saying? We all sitting outside, we getting a J, boom. Now we all sitting, hanging out.
Yeah.
Now you got a little bit of more of a rapport with them.
Yeah.
Because you actually sitting outside. So, and then we do those times that we end up sitting there for an extra hour hitting the blacks, and then somebody go inside and get the bottle, and now we sitting in the same spot for the next three.
But see, that's how
the friendships occur.
That's how I was introduced to Dave.
True.
I met Dave at fantasy football.
Not the same way, though, but you know what I'm saying.
It was fantasy football, came through and it was like, who is this nigga? Like, I don't know this nigga. Then he said some wild shit, this nigga out of nowhere. It's like, hey, yo, Wayne, you mind if I do a line? Niggas was like, what the fuck? But we realized, like, I didn't know if he was serious or not, but I don't judge him.
That's a classic Dave.
But I realized, that's like, classic Dave. That nigga's classic just being funny. Dave. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, like, yo, so, yeah. Shout out to Dave, man. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, for sure.
Yeah, not
your brother,
But yeah, but it's the highlight, man. It's just amazing.
That's
that
great.
At a certain age, you're still learning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you're not learning, you're not going to get better.
Well, yeah.
You're always learning, bro.
Definitely, bro. But you know, certain things you kind of miss and, you know, it had good intentions, but it just died. You get me? So, you know. But yo. I saw some talk about Caitlin. Her not making the Olympic team.
Caitlin Clark?
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, Caitlin Clark. Mm-hmm. And I was shocked.
I mean, I don't know, man.
Is it too early? Did she have enough?
She should have made the team, but I feel like, I don't know, man. It's a lot of little Caitlin Clark slander going on.
A lot.
It's a lot going on.
I mean, man. I know she has the highest turnover right now. Turnovers.
I mean, so but it's not even just that. It's just like
shooting the ass off, though.
You got. I mean, look, I get it, and it's like I get it because it's reminiscent of when we was coming up, nigga. You got to earn this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't. You're not gonna just come in this motherfucker. You gotta be vetted and be the token. You know, nah. We've been in this motherfucker like hustling our motherfucking ass off. And you come in here and it's like, sweet, nah, we gonna make, you know, you gonna earn it. That's how she gonna get the respect of the other players at the end of the day.
Nah, I feel you.
But, you know, it's just like tough to see that her, it's blatant. It's not like,
oh, she's getting blatant, dog, man. Though. They fucking blatant. Up. They you fucking know what I'm up. Saying?
But not making an Olympic team, I mean, eh.
You think if she was black, they'd be fucking with her like that?
Yeah.
Think so?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's a money thing.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. If she was black, I don't think they'd be fucking her ass up like that, man.
Yep.
They are dogging her, bro. Like.
I don't know, man.
Telling you.
I don't know.
Seems a bit
I just don't believe.
Political.
It's very political. It's very political.
Hey, you got your motherfucking black dynamite shit going
on. I'm just saying. That shit, yo.
And the condom malt liquor.
Yeah, that's amazing,
man.
I don't know about her making the Olympic team, though. I mean, you know, she's a rookie. I don't know how that shit works, if it works like the men's team. Like, in the men's team, I feel like they almost always have a rookie.
The men's team.
Somebody extremely young is always on the team, even beyond their normal superstars.
It's usually the player of the year in college the year before.
True.
That's usually. So, you had Anthony Davis on 1 year. You had Christian Laettner was on the dream team.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Remember
so,
that.
You had, like, whoever was the best college player or, I guess, the, I don't know, the newest, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I remember they used to do that, and I don't know if they still do that. So, if the WNBA or the Women's League does it the same way, then she definitely got played. But if they just doing it to make the best possible roster, like, to win right now, like, respectfully, Caitlin Clark is bringing a lot of eyes, but she's not like one of the best players in the WNBA right now. There's better. There's like
she sells 16,000 tickets. Like, in like
again,
three
she
minutes.
Brings eyes. She That's brings what I just said. Name. She brings it's, eyes.
No, I know. Yeah.
She
I know.
Brings dollars.
I know.
But so yeah. if the USA team wanted to bring more dollars and more eyes to the Olympics, then they probably should have added her. But if all they care about is winning a basketball game, then.
Mm-hmm. But see, the Olympics is different because the Olympics is worldwide. So eyes are going to be on that shit anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? So it don't seem like it's a black ball or like they against her because she didn't make the team.
I don't think so.
And today it's probably like Rem said, it's the WNBA. These are the greatest women athletes in the world. Like you just getting here, Slim. Like, you know, pump your brakes.
I hear you.
They better win. I tell you that. You know what I'm saying? When does the Olympics start?
Fuck if I know.
This is an even year, so yeah, it's the Olympic time.
I have no clue. I guess it's not. What is it? Is it a summer?
It's every 4 years. Yeah, summer Olympics. Every 4 years.
Basketball is a summer Olympics.
It's sometime soon. They're talking about it now. It's summer. So it's
Bama just got their jerseys and shit, so it's got to be coming
it's
up.
It's around the corner.
Yeah. The men's team is just like, they better win.
Yo, Remy pointed out something hilarious the other day, too.
What's that?
When it comes to like sports,
uh-huh.
Like everyone is younger than us.
When I got older, I started realizing that shit too. As I watching football, it's like, yo, this nigga say he 21,
bro.
For the rest of our lives, that's just if you think about it, LeBron is the oldest person in the NBA because we was watching the NBA game. That's when I was watching the first game of the finals.
Yeah.
For the rest of our lives, there will be no one in the NBA
older than us.
That's insane.
Ever again.
That when he said that, bro, I was like, "Oh shit,
that's a fact."
Ever again, like, that's you might have a swindle in baseball or some golf or some shit, but like, and that's what I'm saying. Even golf, like Tiger Woods was that dude when we was kids. Tiger Woods is not that dude anymore.
And then even then, it won't even be older. It'll probably be the same age. You know what I'm saying? Like, like pretty much, like we'll be the same age as the oldest athlete
in any of the other sports. Yeah, right.
Yeah, like
in the golf or something. Right.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
We a year older than LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron's 39.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, like, LeBron and Melo and D-Wade, I think D-Wade's older than them niggas, though. I think D-Wade's our age.
D-Wade is older because he went to college.
Yeah, he went to college for, like, what, how many, 2 years? 2 years?
You might have did more than that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Melo would have only did one, but still, yeah. Mm-hmm. They all went to college.
Yeah, Chris Paul, all them niggas.
Chris Paul came out later. He's a little younger. He was in 2006.
He might be the same. He might
be
the same age though as LeBron. He just went to college for the year.
Could be. That's true. That's true.
Did you peep the J.R. Smith joint?
Nah, but I am loving these NBA playoffs and finals though. I ain't gonna hold you. We ain't really get to talk about that much, but the fact that that super team shit is over with, like, I'm loving it. It's like everybody's is equal. The young niggas, I'm starting to see the newer generation that's coming through. Like, for Kyrie to be the oldest superstar in the playoffs right now or in the finals right now is crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
but you said for the super team shit to be over with. What you mean by that?
The Suns, for instance. The Clippers, for instance. Like, putting niggas saying, I want to go play with this person. They teaming up type of shit.
The Mavericks don't count for that?
I wouldn't say that because Kyrie got traded. If Kyrie didn't, like, I want to go there, it's a difference to me. You know what I'm saying?
You don't think he had his hand in where he wanted to go? Don't think he had any say in going to the Mavericks versus going to the Sacramento Kings?
I don't know.
He had any say in it?
I mean, hey, I don't know what the options were, but I would think that he wouldn't want to go to Dallas. I would think that he would want to go to a squad that's going to compete. You know what I'm saying? I don't think because at first, if you think about it, him and Kyrie and Luka was not meshing. Like, I didn't get that shit the whole year. I didn't even think that shit was going to happen again this year. I thought that Kyrie was going to be gone at the end of the year last year. Like, I didn't see that shit lasting.
Oh, no.
That's
still a super team.
But it seemed like, you know, I don't know. It's just him and Luka. Who else is super on that team?
I mean, if the definition requires three players, then you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But based on my definition, it's more so... The people, if you're I don't have a problem with super teams. I like super teams. It makes the most sense to me. I'm going to go play with the best players. If we on the basketball, I always say this. Basketball court back in the day at Barcroft, if we got captains, right? I didn't pick Paul because I wanted to go against Nick because he's the best player. No, Nick, I want Nick on my team. I want to win. I want the best player. You left Big Ox out here because you wanted to be go against the best players? Let me get Big Ox. Let me make the best possible team, especially if I'm friends with these people too. Let me make the best possible team and play with my mans and them. But I say all of that with to say that I don't have a problem with super teams. Mm-hmm. But Kyrie and requesting a trade, and I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. How many teams did he play for?
Four.
Right?
I
mean, that's not homegrown. That's not, I was drafted by this team. I built my legacy from scratch, da-da-da-da-da. He left Cleveland, wanted to be his own man, went to Boston, realized he didn't want to do that no more, went and joined up with KD, right? Mm-hmm. In Brooklyn, that didn't work.
That was super team shit.
He did that though, and that's what. And then he said, "Let me go. I want out. All right, send me somewhere I can win.
Everybody,
all right, hook me up with Luka. Yeah. Cool. Again, it's all the same thing to me.
I don't know. I just seem like it's a different Kyrie. Like this Kyrie seems really chill. It's all about basketball with this nigga.
Yeah, because he got dropped from Nike from tweeting that crazy shit. He had to reevaluate them dollars.
A whole bunch of shit.
His public image.
They called him a cancer and all that shit because he didn't want to get no COVID shot. But look at this shit now. Like, nigga, do you need a COVID shot?
Bro, all that shit is.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right.
They're going crazy with Dr. Fauci and his
I don't look at Dallas as a super team. I don't look at them as a super team. I just look at they got two good players on the squad. Like, Kyrie's a journeyman. He's been on so many different teams. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, at the end of the day, all them niggas went out early. The Clippers was the last little super team you had. And they, like, on paper, them niggas fucking should have won everything.
Clippers, yeah. They got a bunch of people.
On paper, they should have won everything. You know what I'm saying? But
who you got taking the chip?
I got Boston. Boston, definitely. They have to, for one. They can't lose at Dallas. And this is their second time getting there, and they just gave Jaylen Brown that bread. Tatum got getting that money. Like, they got rid of Smart. They got a good solid team. They have a good solid team. I think the finals, all these games, all depend on Jaylen Brown though. At the end of the day, I think depending on how Jaylen Brown play is how far the Celtics gonna go.
Dang.
That's just me.
It's been very interesting how that narrative has changed though, because the narrative, all year is Tatum. Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden it's Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, because somebody's going to have to pick up the slack. They both can't play. I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like Tatum can turn it on anytime.
But I just hear a lot of talk that Jaylen Brown's the best player on the team. Now. I mean, whereas previously it was all Tatum.
Well, I mean, you can judge that off the money they gave that nigga Jaylen Brown. They gave that nigga Jaylen Brown. He's the highest paid motherfucking nigga in the league.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yeah, that nigga $300 million.
How many years?
Something between.
So whatever the max is, I don't remember.
Yeah.
It's not 8 years. It's not. $300 million,
though.
It's 25.
It might be five.
Five years.
5 years, $300 million.
$60 million?
Yeah.
He's going crazy. He's a smart guy, too. Just outside of the NBA.
But just on top of that, too, he plays defense. He's a good two-way player. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. He's gifted.
Yeah.
He's gifted, bro. He's like that. Mm-hmm. For sure.
All right. Speaking of sports, random question thought of or came across. Can't remember either way. I'll take credit for it. What's more competitive, sports or business? Or what's the most competitive industry?
Ooh.
Because people always think about sports being so competitive, you know what I mean? And like da-da-da-da-da. But is business more competitive than sports?
Well,
I would say business is right off the bat.
I'm going to say they both one and the same because sports is business at the end of the day. Sports is a business.
Yeah, but business to the extent of like I make a product. Mm-hmm. There's other businesses trying to copy your product. They're trying to take you down. They're trying to show that you're the worst product in the fucking world.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in basketball, for sake of discussion, I just want to score more. I want to beat you.
Yeah.
When the final score is over, I want to win.
Business.
I would say business side. I would say business side. Just the politics that comes with it.
Because business is politics.
Okay.
Everything can't be equal, Nick. Okay. Everything can't be equal. They all can't be the same. All right.
But yeah. Sure.
Just saying, it's politics and business, nigga. So why is it the business and politics?
It's business and sports. Why isn't there sports and business?
I mean, I put it like this, right? Anything that involves you having to think, like, be a creative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me,
it's tough.
It's tough, right? You can perform,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it's of instinct. But when you're at work and you got to use your brain, your brain, because you know you're representing the company.
Nigga, it's tough.
It's like it's levels.
It's tough for me to figure out what's for dinner when Ebony, you know, hit me up. Would you got any ideas for dinner?
Good.
Nigga, shit, that's tough. So I can, like you said, just being in business and creating, like especially like marketing and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Having to create campaigns for people to buy the shit that you're selling. Stuff like that. That shit is tough. Coming with creative. Like, yo, I swear, insurance companies are killing the fucking game to me as far as commercials and marketing shit. They have some of the funniest fucking commercials, yo. Mayhem, fucking Flow, the Liberty Mutual shits, the fucking We Are, what's that?
Farmers?
Yeah, Farmers commercials. Like, all these shits are fucking hilarious, bro. Like, they have the funniest commercials on TV. And it's like, it's somebody behind these fucking commercials that's thinking, it's like, yo, those are the fucking geniuses. You know what I'm saying?
What's so crazy to me about that is the two of the motherfuckers were prisoners on Oz.
Facts.
Both Mayhem and Farmers. Schillinger and O'Reilly.
That's right. Yeah.
That's an Aryan racist. And that's Ryan O'Reilly. President number 944, all one, two.
Hey, look. And motherfucking Mayhem was on John Wick.
Like, was he?
Yeah, he was in John Wick. He was one of the...
I just know that nigga is Ryan O'Reilly.
Yeah.
That's all I know him at. That's Ryan O'Reilly to the day he does.
When I seen John Wick for the first... I think it was the first one. Yeah. Like, yeah. He was with the...
He was in there?
He was the homie. He was the boss man whose son stole John Wick's car.
Not a John Wick guy.
Was in that joint. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That nigga was in there. Like, what the fuck is Mayhem doing?
Ryan O'Reilly.
Suit on and everything. Bro.
What's hilarious is he be having his brother in the commercials with him. That's his real brother. Also on Oz. Facts. Cyril. Shout out to Cyril. Like,
that's a fact. I just saw that.
Yo, niggas is getting money.
Get money.
I don't know what. Yeah, that's crazy.
Allstate is Pedro Serrano. That's a man from Major League. So.
Yeah. And motherfucker waiting there to sell.
True.
Here's Whitney Houston joint.
That's crazy.
He was in waiting to exhale like a motherfucker. That's crazy. Just hilarious. Yeah. You know? Niggas, yeah. They be recycling the shit out of motherfuckers. Niggas, hey, Morgan Freeman getting bread. Samuel Jackson, these fucking Credit One, Capital One commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
They getting paper. Yeah,
nigga.
But that's on, how man. It should be, though. These guys are talented, bro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Facts.
But I mean, and they make the commercials better. You know what I'm saying? With their humor.
And that's what I'm saying. Business. Like, the thought of that. Somebody coming up with the ideas and the shit is definitely, you know, more competitive in sports.
Yeah, I do think so, too.
Yeah. Because you're going against another brand that's a multi-million dollar, billion dollar company, probably. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just think about Colgate and Crest, nigga.
It just takes more than you, too. It takes a village.
But then when you realize that some of these motherfucking companies are under the same umbrella, nigga, and they just fighting this house money.
Fighting their sales. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like BT, MTV, all them shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? Viacom run all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So nigga.
You know how many hotels are under Marriott?
Yeah. I got Bonvoy, nigga. I'm a Bonvoy member.
Bruh, there is so many. They have monopoly on this shit. Like, it's bananas. It's a wrap. They got residence and Renaissance. Yeah.
Fucking West End. Like all that shit, nigga.
That shit is crazy.
Bonvoy, nigga. Yeah.
They're all competing against themselves.
And then Hilton is the same thing. Hilton companies and shit like that. So yeah.
No question.
Niggas is conglomerates out this motherfucker. These niggas is rich. These motherfuckers you see that living out there in Vienna and McLean in big ass houses. The fuck is these niggas doing? They get the whole Capital One fucking campus over there by the fucking at Tyson's, dog. Like with a baseball field and all that shit, dog. It's a whole Capital One campus. Like compound, nigga. It's like three or four Capital One. Like, I guess it's the hub. I don't know.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
No, like if you're on Chambers Road, like Dollar Madison, all that shit. If you come on, like, on the backside of Tyson's, like the whole shit over there is a Capital One franchise. Complex, then they got like a fucking Wegmans underneath for apartment buildings. Like that shit is crazy over there. That shit is crazy over there.
I ain't been over there in a minute.
No, bullshit.
Well, listen, man. Amen.
Say man.
So we had some homework.
Yeah, we did.
You know.
Yeah.
Who gave the homework out?
I gave the homework out, man. Right, you know, Jada Kiss, you know, Kiss the Gang Goodbye. His debut solo album, 2001.
Let's paint that picture real quick. 2001, what is that? Haven't graduated
this
yet.
This was actually
high school.
So, high school. What is it?
This is the summer when it came out. This was the summer that Aaliyah passed away.
Oh, where?
I believe.
I know this is
it was summer 2001?
Yeah, yes. So this is
end of junior year going into senior year.
Correct.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I know for me, I was in London, and I remember buying this album from like a market. Some bullshit. Yeah.
Hold on, I'm going to give you all the facts right now. What year?
You said you bought it from a market?
No, actually, hold on. This released August 7th, 2001. Yeah, so it was like right before senior year.
Yep.
I remember I'm saying this the weekend that the same summer that Aaliyah passed away, because I remember August specifically. I went to Georgia Avenue Day, and we was out there. It was hot as a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, chilling. RPAD, I know his birthday just passed too, you know, happy birthday, Holmes. He was out there, we was out there, it was a shooting started popping off and shit.
Nice at
Georgia Avenue Day. We all caught the train that day. It was me, Matt Walker. I can't remember who. I think David Thompson was with us. Big Dave. You know what I'm saying? We all got in the motherfucking Jeep, the red Jeep. Rode down to the Pentagon, got on the train from there, got off by Howard Theater and walked up, you know, Georgia Avenue and shit like that. And then, but my mom picked me up. It was a commotion, her picking me up, because we was all trying to scatter and figure out what was going on and shit. And I seen AD, and you know what I'm saying? He was straight and shit like that. But my mom scooped me up. And we went to New York.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Harlem and shit, because we was going up there anyway for the weekend. And when we got to Harlem, that's when we hear the news about Aaliyah's plane. And I go to an N1 event on the Riverside.
Nick, you had an eventful fucking week.
I did. It was crazy. It was crazy. It was
crazy. That was a great
all
week, bro.
And the number one song, the song they was playing the shit out of was Knock Yourself Out. And the other joint, what
we
the
fuck?
We gonna make it. The
JADA,
Nigga, so it was niggas in the middle of the Harlem shake. It was crazy.
No question,
it was crazy. So that's my fondest memory. Like, and then during that time, like what a month later, Jay dropped Blueprint. And I argued with motherfuckers for the longest until I actually sat down and listened to Blueprint. that Kiss the Game Goodbye was better than the Blueprint.
Wow.
Because August to fucking October, my nigga, Kiss the Game Goodbye was my shit, nigga.
So let's get into the album. What were your bangers?
My bangers, hold on, let me get to
yo, the production for this nigga was crazy too. This nigga had like Swiss Beats, Pharrell, fucking Timbaland.
Yeah.
Who else?
It was a thing going on too at that time too, if you think about
Just
it.
Blaze.
Yeah, Just Blaze. Primo.
And you can like distinctively hear every like not just beat, but producer. Like you can tell the difference. You know what I mean?
Outside of the like, hits.
Who can make a song like Swiss Beats? I'm going back to Cali. Like only Swiss Beats could do that, bro. Like what the fuck? Yeah.
That shit was trash.
That shit was trash.
Going back to Cali.
My favorite
joint on here has to be None of Y'all Better.
That's
classic Lox.
For sure.
Primo beat.
Forgot about Primo.
You know what I'm saying? That shit, like, she killed that shit. She kills that shit. But outside of the hits. Knock Yourself Out, you know what I'm saying? We gonna make it. None of Y'all Better. Put Your Hands Up. Cruising is my shit. I love Cruising.
Snoop,
like, that was
Snoop
like,
went
yeah.
off. Snoop
yeah.
went off.
Yeah, yeah. Kiss is Spitting. It's Time I See You. Yo, Eve starts that shit off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yo, suck my dick, bitch. Come on, dog. Whatever happened to Infrared and fucking Cross? You know? Like, what happened to them niggas?
I don't know. I don't even know who they are.
Never heard such a name.
So y'all never got into the Rough Rider volume joints?
Never.
I mean, okay. Young One and Drag On.
Yeah,
that's it.
No, Infrared.
No,
Cross was
J Hood with J Hood.
Young One was about as far as I went, bro.
Yeah, no bull.
The Uh-Huh joint with DMX, I fuck with that joint. He Kiss put some Southern niggas on this motherfucker.
What you ride for? Oh,
yeah, what you ride for? Like, that was prime motherfucking fiend.
Fiend, what? Yeah, exactly. Mr. Womp Womp.
Mr. Womp Womp, nigga. Yeah, but yeah, those are my joints. Nasty Girl, I ain't really fuck with. The funniest shit on here to me, the skit, Stick Yourself. You know where the movie that came from, right?
I remember the movie.
Come on, man. Come on now.
It's the pimp joint. It's a black politics, whatever the word is.
Black exploitation.
There you go.
Yeah.
Black
exploitation, I'm sorry.
You said X, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
the Mac.
The Mac.
Yeah. Stick Yourself, Tony. Stick your.
Yeah, but you know hilarious. What, though? Those skits were so stupid. Like, what? I get the reference. But when I was listening to the album, I was like, bro, I forgot. Like, niggas had skits back in the day.
Yeah.
And those two in particular were trash. Jay Jerkin was funny
as shit,
that was like, it was kind of cool because it was like the blueprint to like, could have been records.
Yeah, and
you know
speaking of blueprint,
right.
Speaking of blueprint, I seen a blueprint here with some songs or some like template of how, because you know I look at what's the joint he got? We're talking about his girls on my way to Cali. This he got talking about how you talking about how different got different.
Yeah,
bitches
That's
like girls, girls, girls.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like with Jay shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, niggas had to make certain songs, certain type of songs like that for the album.
They
shit.
Had to.
That was like the template, you know what I'm saying? To go, I guess, to sell.
I mean, the album for me was very colorful, man. Like we're saying, it's like with each producer came a different type of song that, you know, was kind of cookie cutter back then when it came to albums.
Yeah.
But it also allowed me to remember like that, just that energy. Like when Jadakiss is talking about like ecstasy and shit. Like I remember doing 2001.
Yeah.
Like my first time. Like the things he's talking about. Like I get it. You know what I mean? But you know, the album is very dated.
It's very. I mean, look, this shit stays in my and it's on my phone. It stays in rotation for me. If I want to hear some shit, like Kiss, this is my favorite. Well, my second favorite Kiss album. Well, hold on.
Also, for some reason, it makes me think about like rap videos. I don't know why. But like Director X, remember
Knock Yourself Out
was crazy.
Crazy.
Was crazy.
That video was crazy. Neptune's like
But yeah, I just think of rap videos when I hear this album.
Mm-hmm.
But shout out to Jada though.
That's crazy, young. Like, go ahead. What's your take on the rim real quick before I get into what I was about to get into? My bad.
I mean, it was, you know, it was what it was. You know, it's like you said, it was very dated, very, very time oriented. For what in its time, it was amazing. Still got some bars on it and shit, but
no, for sure.
Other than a couple of joints, you know, what you ride for. The obvious, the knock yourselves out, the we gonna make it. It was like one or two other ones, maybe, that I was fucking with. Other than that, again, it just sounded very dated. I wasn't really fucking with it today. I will say, though, that We Gonna Make It is probably one of the illest beats of all time.
Absolutely.
Because that, I mean, Mary Ben-Ari with the violin.
Oh, yeah.
That shit.
Yeah, okay,
if I'm not mistaken, did she not play that violin portion on there? Or no?
No, it's a sample.
It's just a straight sample.
That's a sample.
And the crazy thing about it.
That was for Ho first.
Though. But also.
That beat was for Ho.
It's a fucking loop.
Yeah, that's all it is.
It's like, it's not even nothing. Like, he just put a nice little drum, little shit to it.
Right.
The loop is crazy.
The Alchemist, though, man. That's what he does, man.
Yeah, that Mary Ben-Ari shit, though. That shit. That made that song stick with me forever, because I actually saw that joint live. Shout out, matter of fact.
You said the hip hop violinist joint, right?
Yeah, Mary Ben-Ari was the name of the hip hop violinist. Yeah. Shout out to Ho. His birthday was actually yesterday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Ho.
Way back when, during that era, probably a couple years later. But this mama called the radio because they was giving away tickets to go see Mary Ben-Ari. This nigga lied and said, yeah, my sister, she's a violinist. She's really trying to, you know, become a violinist. Mary Ben-Ari is one of her favorite of all time. This nigga got on the radio, won 4 tickets to go see Mary Ben-Ari at like a foundation dinner. Like literally, it was this joint. It was a little girl. She was like 11 years old. It's called the Sibby Foundation, S-I-B-I, Sibby Foundation. Not sure if it still exists. And it was like a fundraiser, basically.
Yeah.
And they had fancy-ass dinners. Like, we had to wear suits and shit to go to the show.
That's
fancy-ass dinner tables.
That's whole style,
free, all free food because of the tickets. You know what I'm saying? So we ate good. Me, Micus, Ho, and Ho Shorty at the time went. And Mary Ben-Ari came out. We couldn't record. No phones was allowed, no nothing. Mary Ben-Ari came out and fucking did a whole set for doing the hip hop violinist shit. She did that joint. She did all the songs that have violin
in person.
That song always stuck with me. So that song would be classic.
So my Jadakiss was like telling stories and whatnot. Same song, We Gonna Make It. But for me, this is when like what's old boy? He was supposed to be the new 50. Shagun, remember Saigon?
Saigon, yeah.
So this is when his mixtape was dropping, going crazy. I think Just Blaze was behind him.
Yeah, Just Blaze was pushing him heavy.
Mm-hmm. But like my bro was like missing for like a week and a half, 2 weeks. Like he just disappeared. Whole time he was in Miami, right? Wow. Right? And again, this is like E-Time, like, you know, pills is everywhere.
Yeah.
But I remember hearing that fucking song and I swear to God, I just took off. Like in my mind, I said, I'm about to beat these streets down, bro. Because you know what I'm saying? When I heard
the bathtub lip up, walk through a 360.
Come on, yeah,
I got the shit that the government got.
Nigga, when like, that shit came out.
I weigh the same. I was like, my shit,
what?
The same shit that this where the
scales
with. This
nigga is talking crazy right
that
now. That
crazy.
Beat was, yo.
But just that talk, like at that time, bro, Kiss and Beans.
But that was heavy.
Nobody was fucking with none of them. Like,
nah,
they was the
Beans
spitters,
was a god
bro.
Back then. Like he was going crazy.
Huh?
He
Beans
was going
and
crazy.
Kiss, Beans and Kiss was the top spitters back then. You know what I'm saying? Period.
Bean has like some of the greatest features when it comes to like energy, like We Are the Champions joint when he goes off. Like, how do you how do you do that?
And I'm a Rockefeller.
And then he starts breathing.
No, we the illest nigga. Realest, no one's choice.
But the thing about that though, like, he got that line from Styles, because Styles hit that shit on Reservoir Dogs. I will pop a fella for Rockefeller.
A word.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Say less.
Yeah.
But nah.
Did you know, but also real quick, little hidden gem, I heard this shit too, and Styles talk about it. That whole his whole verse on Reservoir Dogs. He was going that Jay.
Really?
Yeah, because the Lox had just got off tour or something like that. They had just got to a plane or got this landed in New York or some shit like that. And they got the call saying, yo, Jay, you want y'all to come to the studio and record the song?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, nigga, we just been on tour, whatever. We trying to go home and chill. But Jay wasn't having that shit. So he wanted niggas to come over and whatever. Kiss wrote his verse. Sheek did his verse. Styles didn't have his verse and nothing like that. He's like, I couldn't come up with nothing. He said, you came back the next day and did this shit. And was like, fuck who you are. I don't give a fuck who you are. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
That shit was towards Jay. I don't care about a watch or whatever, how that shit go, whatever. But yeah, that shit was,
That's crazy.
Yeah, that shit was.
What if Jay was like, yeah, I knew, but it was dope.
Like you said, I might bark at X and spit at the locks. Like, doing the hardest niggas out at the time. Like, that's real
crazy.
Shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, Kiss the Game Goodbye, man. You know what I'm saying? What a time to be alive. Yeah, and that was a good album for me.
That was Tam Butters and motherfucking I remember when this album came out, bro. I was rocking like the Tam Butters and the motherfucking when they had the throwback Lakers jersey, the light blue,
the Minnesota joint,
yeah. Yeah.
Nah, this is
2001. Was that
this
shit?
Is Jordan 3 era for me?
Yeah,
that's when the Jordan 3s came out. The black cements came mm-hmm. out.
Yep, I had them joints.
And the the Fly Posit KG.
The Breads came out. The Breads came out 01 too, but I think that was like December, something like that.
Yep. I was probably in Montgomery Ward's buying some wrestling shirts while y'all were.
Yeah,
it's fine.
This one they had the Foot Locker on Columbia Pike.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I could take my shoes back. I'm a Sydney's to work them. There. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Those are the good days.
My nigga Deron used to hold me down.
Those are the good days.
Deron worked there. That's when niggas like Team Jordans too.
Absolutely. I had a few pair.
Some Team Jordans like that. I had a pair in the senior picture that we got. We sit next to each other.
Yeah.
Jordans was tough.
Some classic Team Jordans.
Eddie Jones joints. The Vin Bakers was fire.
Yeah, white and green joints.
Shit. Yeah. No bullshit.
Good. Absolutely.
Yeah. No bullshit.
Yep. Let's get into some mother questions. You heard?
Yeah, questions? Let's see what we got.
Something about the bow. Something about the busy for Shizzy.
Oh, man.
I can tell that stuff handwriting.
Yeah. What does your high school crush look like now?
Oh, wow. Good question.
I have no idea, bro.
High school crush.
I had a high school. I didn't have no high school crush, my nigga.
I mean, there was a few,
right?
That I thought, you know, definitely was like, yo.
We had some pretty girls in high school, but I ain't had no really crush on them.
Yeah, I couldn't even answer that question, my G.
Yeah,
I can answer it, but you know, I'm obviously not going to add no details. Yeah,
exactly.
It, but they not what they was in high school.
They're not.
Nah, they definitely were all peakers. You know, like they peaked in high school, and that was their era. They had their time to shine, and as an adult, it's probably not their time. You know, life happens, unfortunately. Some people get to ride the wave. Some people don't, you know. So it comes in different ways and different variations.
They dated, so they should kiss the game goodbye.
Mwah.
There you go. That's all.
What? All right. Ant-Man or Wimby? Who wrote this?
That's Steph. That's his handwriting.
Steph, of course. Ant or Wimby?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's tough.
I've seen more Ant-Man than Wimby.
Skill-wise?
I'm going to go with Ant-Man for me.
I like Ant better. I mean, not skill-wise. I like Ant better in general. Like, Ant is probably my favorite player in the league right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just because everything, shoes, commercials, basketball, shit-talking off the court, on the court. Yeah. Like,
just
about
culture, period.
Right, yeah, the way he carries himself. Mm-hmm. Like, I fuck with Ant.
You seen this Mr. Marco joint? A funny Marco joint?
Yeah, the joint with the receipt. No.
He was sitting inside the JJ's chicken joint. He was eating fried chicken, and Mr. Marco, Funny Marco, was asking funny questions and shit.
You seen that?
That shit is hilarious, bro.
I know Cam got mad at him for his commercial.
Oh, yeah. I seen that. Yeah, yeah.
I saw
Cam
that.
Came out with a whole diss record.
What was he mad about?
He called a nigga, he said, fuck buddy.
Well, nah, so they put out that Ant did a commercial.
I saw the commercial, but what did he say about Cam? Cam said
Cam said he ain't no superstar. He's an elite player, but he ain't no superstar. And the purpose of the commercial was reading receipts. People were saying he wasn't that guy. You know what I'm saying? So they was reading the receipts. Ant was like, man, fuck buddy. Mm-hmm. And so Cam came back and was like, oh, fuck me.
Yeah.
All these people did a whole freestyle. And he came up with a whole
freestyle before the show.
Got you. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. But again, Cam Starr. I mean, Cam was the one who was talking about it first. But he does have a sports show. So
yeah.
Wimby got more skills though.
Wimby just taller.
Yeah, but he can do everything.
Yeah. He's a full package.
Right. So just imagine all the Ant-Man skills. But he's 7'1".
He just has
7'7".
So his height gives him the advantage to play defense. That's just my whole thing. I'll take Ant over that just because he has the all-around skill. He'll dog your ass, period. Wimby is just tall and he could do the same things, but because he's tall, it gives him the super advantage.
It doesn't, exactly. Though, but not necessarily, right. Though. I feel like when you are tall and you can move like that, that's a gift. There's a lot of tall people out here who can't move like that, bro.
Porzingis is
he's another one.
Yeah, but
he went off. He just went off.
Yeah, he did, but he's not Wimby.
Far from it. Far.
No, Wimby got the skills. Mm-hmm. Man got the personality. It's gonna be hard for Wimby to sell because of his height in terms of like commercials and stuff like that. Like,
well, yeah, he's not American either.
But, and all of the above.
That's a tough sell
versus Ant got personality. So it just depends what we're talking about.
NBA looking good, though, man. Next few years going to be crazy.
Yeah. With all the youngers, the youngers, though. SGA, fucking Haliburton.
Chet Holmgren.
Like, that. All them niggas, huh? And just, if they need to find somebody to replace Cat, that nigga is...
Cat's a beast.
He's the weak link on that team.
He's really skilled, though. He's very skilled.
I don't know, man. He is skilled, but he's just not consistent. It's just terrible.
But he's really good.
It's terrible.
He's really fucking good.
When he want to be.
True.
When he want to be.
One more question before we close out.
They should be in the finals right now.
Got a question for
y'all. Yeah, that's why I was rooting for Minnesota like shit. I ain't gonna
lie. Dallas shouldn't be in the finals.
I got witness in there. The question is.
Is that it?
Yeah. Oh, it's not. But this is a cool. I like this one too. Okay. What's one attribute that you lost? But you wish you had now.
Ooh.
I can go first. I would say my hustle mentality. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was a kid, I would hustle anything, bro. Like, mm-hmm. I was just on a madness. But now, I guess, you know, age, you become a bit lax. You know what I mean? Or the means to, I guess, because you're working, right? You don't have that desire to flip this and do that and do that, at least for me, you know what I mean? So I make it short and simple. Yeah, I would say hustling.
Attribute.
I would say my social skills / gift to gab, mm-hmm. which I still have all of the above, but I use it much less frequently because I care much less and I don't want to engage as much. But like back when I used to be able to like more like you, like mm-hmm. I used to just, a random motherfucker sitting at the bar. Let's get a whole vibe going. And it was easy and it was smooth. Now I can still do it, but I have to find my way in there, if that makes sense. Like, now that initial start point is very difficult for me. That it's very awkward for me almost. Like, that very beginning initial. Once we get past that or find something to click on, like, once we start talking about sneakers, nigga, we good now. Now we best friends. But that initial point for me now is much more difficult than it was back then because it was just easier for me to meet new people and open up and, you know, talk. So that would be mine, I would say. Even though I don't want to use it. I really don't care that much.
Yeah. I would say spontaneity.
Okay.
For me.
Spontaneity.
Yeah. Or just like.
What do you mean by that?
Just going with like, this drain pop, I'm going here. You know what I mean? Just spur of the moment type shit. Like, I guess impulsive in a way. You know what I'm saying?
So you used to be more impulsive or something?
Okay. Yeah.
So just on the go?
I guess, yeah, on the go. Okay. Yeah.
And are you talking about in reference to like what you got going on now where you don't want to be out on the scene even though it would help if you were on the scene?
Well, I mean, not really. I mean, with me now, that's just a difference. That's just me just feeling like... I hate to say it like this, but like I want to be invited or be instead of me.
You want to be chosen?
Yeah. Instead of me offering my service, I think I spoke to you before about, you know, like the
entitlement.
There was like a beat thing going on,
mm-hmm.
and did I want to sign up or like, you know, get into the competition to be a part of the beat situation where it was like, I'd rather be invited to come showcase my beats versus me trying to
sign up for it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Feeling like an MC back in the day when they had an open mic versus but I ain't doing the open mic. You should have a show for me.
Or like an MC nowadays being like, I'm not paying to perform. If you want me to open up for this artist, I'm going to come open up for the artist, but I'm not going to pay you to come open up. You
know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like 10 years ago, yeah, when I was trying to get my name or get, you know, whatever, yeah. But, you know, I feel like I'm seasoned and I'm different, you know what I'm saying? So, but that has nothing to do with what I'm saying, like as far as the spontaneity or the impulsiveness or whatever like that. I would just get up and just go. You know what I'm saying? That's just something that was, you know, but that changed with life.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? So I got other people to think about.
Yeah, that's what life be life.
Yeah,
know?
Life yeah, be life. But I guess the attribute that I'm referring to is something that could be beneficial to you. You know what I mean? Now, because there's a lot
of, that's clear.
Again, when you're growing, obviously you're going to you can make sacrifices, but, you know, do away. Like the fucking caterpillar turn into a fucking butterfly. Like, you know, it's this new territory.
Yeah. Right.
You think different. So you're a big man now.
Something that I wish I still had now that will benefit me is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, attribute again, i.e. for, you know, just that that hustling, shit. You know, just...
Nah, I don't really have one.
Cool.
I'm going to keep the buck with you. I don't really have none. I think I the attributes that I don't have anymore, I don't have for a reason. And I mean, one of the things would be, like, I don't play sports no more. So why the fuck do I need a jump high? You know what I'm saying?
We could be headed to the NFL if you had 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, you've said that.
But
so.
That ain't nothing but training.
I hear you.
You know,
I hear you, man.
You said it so smooth too. That ain't nothing but training. That's crazy.
So you'll get back to it.
You can train the body back, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you on that, Jack. I ain't mad at you. Nah, I just I had a better question, but that was a fun question, man.
Well, go ahead. Well, ask the question that you had, nigga.
It's in the bowl now.
It's in the bowl, exactly. I don't want to look for it.
So you know, we got another homework joint or something.
Oh, let's go to the list.
Yeah, keep it easy.
Yeah.
Who's it on? Remember, you pick one.
Sure, I'll do that. Simply because Nick grabbed something last week, and so I am looking currently, and it's the first one on the list. Thundercat. It is what it is.
Okay.
We're
going to switch it up a little bit.
Okay.
I like that.
A little Thundercat.
I'm actually happy that you threw that in. Because before I came here, I was thinking about, how can I get a rock album or something like that?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not a rock album, but.
No, I know, but different genre because it's because of the show.
Yeah. It's definitely, but it's still hip hop-ish, if you will.
Yeah, totally.
You never heard of Thundercat?
You're not familiar with Thundercat?
Like Kid Rock or something?
No, not at all. Don't let the name fuck you over. Yeah.
You gonna fuck
with him. He's groovy.
Yeah, he's groovy.
He's groovy, bro. He's a groovy. Yeah, he's groovy. For sure. So we got that album next week.
Thundercat.
Absolutely.
It is what it is. That's what it's
about. Yep, I'm about to show it to you in just a second. But yeah, It Is What It is the name of the album.
That's what's good, man.
Okay. All right, yeah.
Well, once again, it's been a wonderful episode of A Man Say Man.
Yeah, we should be back to full staff.
Yeah.
I mean, next Sunday is Father's Day. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
You know how we do.
Tank no doubt. But shout out to the gang. Next week.
What up, Steph? What up, Mavs?
What up?
And whatnot. You know, we catch y'all next week. It's been your boy P.
Nick G.
Rem the Model.
And we out.
Peace. Yeah.